Morning.
Morning.
How's it going? Bunch of tape recorders. I'm ready, if you are.
When all is said and done with a new formation new offense and everything, so basically it looks like the same 11 guys that started last year are going to be out there, your guys, again this year. Is that good, bad, or neutral?
I like our offensive players, and, you know, they know how I feel about it. We're not going to play 11 players. You know, you can only play 11 at a time, but I think we have 16, 18 guys that can contribute to what we're doing, guys that can, have different skills, different skill set, and it's our job as coaches to put them in a position to use those skills. So I think what we've done since our guys started in April, they've got a good understanding. I don't consider it a new offense anymore. It's not new to me, certainly, and I don't think the players feel like it's new to them anymore. I think it's shown up enough in preseason that when we do things right, we can be an explosive team. We obviously haven't played our best player yet, so I think he will bring something to the whole entire package in terms of what we're doing. So I look forward to it. You know, I look forward to this game. I'm excited to see a bunch of guys get to extended playing time that haven't got to play a lot, and then we'll be moving on to the opener and get ready for the first game.
How do you envision really Peterson changing things in the regular season? What kind of effect can he have?
Well, I mean, he's the best running back in football, and this still is a game of players, not about schemes. And you get a guy in there who's hard to tackle and is an explosive runner and obviously has great vision, all the things he brings. He's going to change it dramatically.
Do you have a number in mind sort of per game in the regular season, how much you want to see him carry the ball, how much you want to see passes directed his way?
You know, you always have kind of a plan. I always tell people, with the running backs I've been around, and obviously I've been around a few, and everyone wants to see those guys get 25 touches, and that's kind of a magic number when he gets 20 carries and five catches. The only problem with that, if a guy does that for 16 games, he has 400 touches, and you're not going to do that to a guy. So I think it's a week-to-week deal, and we're going to do everything we can do on a weekly basis to win the game. And when I was in Miami, Ricky Williams had 42 catches, 42 rushes, and we beat Buffalo. Well, I certainly would not want to do that. The first game I was ever in Dallas, Emmett had 33 carries and 6 catches. I don't think that's what we want to do. But, you know, we want to win the football game and then move on to the next week. So it'll be a week-to-week thing.
So overall, you look at it kind of like a season-wide thing, just trying to make sure that he's good, for a playoff push?
Well, that playoff push, obviously, it's a week-to-week. Win as many games you can. And, I think we started a long time ago referring to it as 16 one-game seasons. And if you can win a game, you improve your chances of doing what you're talking about. But Adrian's going to be a big part of what we do, and we're going to be smart in how do we utilize him.
In your mind, does it still start with him? The offense still start with him?
I think if you say, I obviously said he's our best player, then I think you should start it to build around your best player. Now, the thing that we have seen in the preseason, it looks to me like we have a number of guys that can contribute, and obviously put in the right position can make big plays. So we need to utilize every guy we got.
Last year we saw Cordero underneath a lot. You've taken some shots at them deep. How is he developing in the mid-range passing game?
I think he's doing a good job in the entire passing game. It's he's a young receiver. He didn't play a lot of receiver in college. He played 1 year. He's got 1 year here as a rookie. I think he's developing the way you'd expect him to develop. I think he's shown that, when given the opportunities, he can catch the ball short, he can catch the ball intermediate, and he obviously has the ability to get deep.
With the way Asiana's played in the preseason, how do you carve out a role for McKinnon early on as far as being that change of pace back and the snaps that he might get?
Well, you need them all. You need them all. And Matt's so sound and consistent and has a great grasp of what we're doing in protections. I think Jarek's gotten better every week.
that he's played in the preseason. He certainly got a lot better from the time he got here. He had no experience as a running back. So, you know, I like the looks we've gotten from those guys. And, you know, we'll have something for each of them. You know, whether it gets to the game, a lot of that depends on how the games, you know, unfold. But we'll have something in a game plan for each of those guys.
What tight ends do you end up keeping?
You know, they're probably up there talking about it right now. You know, you want to end up keeping offensively, if we keep 24 or 25 players, whatever that number is, you want to keep the best 24, 25. So if it's an extra tight end and another position is, you know, not as many, I think those are decisions that we're going to have to make. That's the beauty to me of this fourth game. And, you know, people think it's a throwaway game. This is probably the most important preseason game there is, because these young guys get a chance to go play and get to show what they've done, what they've been working on. And every year, it seems to me, a guy in the fourth preseason game does something to distinguish himself and make a case for himself.
You look at Kyle Rudolph as you took this job, looked at his tape. He's coming off an injury, limited a bit, lost a little bit of weight. Is he different, better? Does he have a different skill set now than he did prior to what you had analyzed?
You know, I think he felt it was important to lose the weight. I wasn't as concerned about him losing weight. What he really had to do was change his running style. He's a big guy that, you know, thought he needed to leverage and collision and bang people, and that's not our style. We've got him to where he's running, you know, full stride and full speed and not worrying about the defender as much and running the route the way we want it run. And he's finding that he can separate away from people using his athleticism, his quickness, and his speed.
How have you evaluated Austin Wentworth and what he's been able to do since?
Pardon me?
Austin Wentworth, how would you evaluate his performance since he's come here?
Yeah, he's a young player that's, you know, when you get a young player like him and he's playing tackle, playing guard, doing a lot of things, he's had some good moments. He's had some rough moments, but that's normal for a young player. You know, we're working him hard at tackle, and he's done a lot of good things there.
What are you looking for from your swing tackles here on Thursday? What would you like to see?
Obviously, we need to be able to go in and function. We need to be able to go in and handle whatever the defense gives us, and it's a challenge to be able to go play both sides.
So far this preseason,
I think he's been really good. You know, one of the things that people trying to evaluate our tape and not knowing what we're doing, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, we're evaluating, we're finding out where we are as a football team, what our guys can do, and then when we get in games, we know we have a better understanding of how we have to game plan. And when you're on the road in a noisy environment against that player he played against the other night, you know, that's a challenge. And we didn't give him any help on purpose. And I thought, you know, one of the plays where we got pressure was not a good play call. We didn't have a good combination route on, so we end up holding the ball too long. But I think Matt has gotten better each week, and I think he's getting himself ready to have an outstanding year.
Can you tell when you come to a new place in the preseason, is there enough time to tell whether a player is still developing or whether he's sort of plateaued?
I think every guy is still developing. I mean, and when you put a new system in, you give them opportunities to get better and do things they haven't done before. Maybe you can take advantage of some skill set they have that, you know, fits what we do. I think big part of the most important part of the NFL is evaluating your own team. And, you know, I hear people say, well, they're out there in shorts. You can't evaluate them. They're in it's spring. They're in summer. You watch tape and you watch guys play physical football. Okay, so you know they can do that. And then you go out and watch their athleticism. That's the most important part of our job, is evaluating them and projecting to what they can do. And, you know, I think we have a lot of guys on our football team that can grow and get a lot better. That's what I'm counting on. I expect us to be a lot better team offensively in November and December than we are right now. One of the guys that, you know, I think has improved a great deal, you're talking about developing players, is Adrian Peterson. And he's taken on himself to do some things a little different, and you know, I think it's going to pay off for him.
How's he doing things differently, Adrian?
I think he's really zeroed in and focused in on what we're trying to do. We've added some different runs, some runs that are a little different in terms of his style. He's taken to them, and I think he's getting very comfortable with them. And then, obviously, some of the things we're doing with him in the passing game, he's worked real hard at not only catching the ball. A big part of it is getting in the right position to catch it. And he's got a better understanding now than I think he's had that if you do these things right in terms of how you run a route, how you release, where you end up for the play, then it's a lot easier catch than if you do it otherwise. And I think the quarterbacks and he have worked hard at getting on the same page and understanding what we're trying to do.
Norv, early in the process, a lot of the players were talking about how complex this offense is and all the different variables. Where do things stand now as far as their comprehension, and where do things stand with the installation?
Well, the hardest thing for me is obviously I've been in the system a long time, and it's I see it as being very simple. So, you know, there's a contradiction there. So what the most important thing for me to do was to get them to where they see it as simple. And I think they see it a lot simpler now than they did before. It's a new language. There's a lot more variety. But when it comes down to it, they're usually told what to do on every play. And it's a matter of repetition, doing the same things over and over again. And, you know, we haven't had any issues in the preseason in terms of busted assignments or wrong routes or poor alignments. I think we've taken one timeout in three games because we had a personnel problem, and that was the quarterback. That wasn't anyone else, and it was something that's very simple to fix. So all those things have gone much smoother than I anticipated, and I'm excited about that. It shows the guys have really put the time in to understand what we're doing.
Is the installation complete? Matt
said it, and he figured me out real fast. This is an ongoing installation, and we put about six or eight new things in yesterday. They'll get a good load of things on Saturday. It's usually something tied in to what we've already been doing. But if there's something that we like that looks good that can help us get a play in a game or help us win a game, we're going to get enough reps on it so we can go execute it. But it's going to be an ongoing installation, and it'll be a new set of things, a new game plan. Each week we play 16 weeks. Hopefully there are things that carry over. Most of the time it will be carryover, but occasionally there'll be something that they have to really work hard and get the reps on in a week and be ready to run in the game.
All right.
Thank you.